Show in a moment, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Hi, kids! I'm Jeremy! Look at me! I'm so cute and fluffy! I live on your floors, walls, and especially your hands after you go to the toilet. You don't want me to die, do you? Then don't wash your hands ever! Soap is the enemy!
I'm Soapy the Soap Man. Gonna get you, Jeremy. Here I go.
Oh, no! Goodbye, cruel world. I'm a goner.
What can Jeremy do? Wait, kids. Let's remind Jeremy of the three principles of bad hygiene. Soap is the enemy. Never wash your hands. And don't clean anything unless absolutely necessary.
I'm okay, kids.
Yes, spoiled again.
Hey, kids. When you eat off the floor, you eat with me. Don't use those antibacterial soaps. You don't want me to mutate, do you? Ah, it's an extra eye for me. So remember, kids, don't be a dope. Lay off the soap.
This ad was brought to you by the Germ Propagation Council. And now back to Bewitched.
Right. You will all wait to give your reports until I'm through watching my favorite TV program. When I return, I expect you to be ready. So delightful, so disarming, so innocent, yet so effective. I especially enjoy how all the character actors are homosexuals.
Master, why are those old TV reruns so important?
Because, stupid, that show paved the way for all our occult and vampire programming viewed by millions today.
But, Master, today's TV programming is littered with Christian programming fueled by the network's terror of the Christian right, and the apocalyptic thrillers with sexy nuns, and documentaries about mythical Jesus relics hosted by network news anchors.
I'm not listening to you. Now then. Each one of you will give me a breakdown of progress in your field of responsibility. You, the demon of the new age, what do you have for me?
The sale of herbal tea in St. John's Wort has passed our wildest hopes. Young people are probing deeper into the new age, thanks to Deepak Chopra, Oprah, and Dr. Phil.
Master, we have a winner in our drug division. No opposition whatsoever.
Thanks to your war on drugs and your diabolical invention of the magic eye pictures, we are doing better than we ever hoped.
And you, how are things going with our battle against marriage?
Thanks to legislation of gay marriage, the industry is flooded. Sales of sequins alone are through the roof. America is burning up with gay fever. Their traditional family doesn't stand a chance. We already have them teaching it in schools.
Bravo!
Wonderful!
Yes, yes, very good. But what about the Jews?
It's all wrapped up, Master. Soon the banks will take over, and we will have our one-world government, thanks to our people in key positions.
You mean the activist judges?
Ha ha ha!
Shut up! What about our enemy?
I'm sorry to report that a few Bible-believing churches are still awake and holding hell houses every Halloween.
What?
However, Master, the majority of churches have joined our ecumenical movement. We already have our super church.
Bravo!
Fabulous.
Well, that about wraps it up for Jesus. When we're done, he'll be nothing more than a road salt stain on an underpass. Are there any problem areas?
Well, other than the Christian Rights takeover of PBS and network television and the successful introduction of creationism in science class...
I mean real problems, Derek.
I have a very serious trouble spot. A praying grandmother!
Oh my.
She's fasting! She's fellowshipping! She's selling Quick Start! It's out of control! She's praying for a girl called Ashley.
Give me a complete breakdown on this, Ashley. We'll make an example out of this case. I got her mother. I'll get her, too.
How'd you get her mother?
She used tampons instead of pads.
Sorry I asked. Okay, here we go. Ashley Wilson. Age 16. Ooh. Her parents divorced when she was 7. Naughty, naughty. No strong male influence. No one to give good hard spankings. Okay. Mother died 1 year ago and is in hell. Thanks to you, Master. Ooh. Ashley enjoys reading Judy Blume and Harry Potter books. Good one.
I wrote those!
We know, Brian.
Ashley ran away from home at 15. With a grandmother like that, who can blame her? All those pictures of Jesus on her walls. Ugh. And then it says, Ashley's father neither played nor watched sports. Enjoyed Broadway show tunes and wine tasting. Nice. At age 14, Ashley pretended to accept Christ when she thought she was pregnant. She wasn't.
Oh, God. I'm totally in trouble. I don't even know who the baby daddy is. Jesus, help me. I don't want to be fat.
When that problem went away, Ashley turned to drugs and left home.
Is her grandmother... praying for her salvation.
Yes, Master. She also wants her home, and the prayers are getting through to Ashley.
Damn, it's that holy telepathy again. We'll stop this. We'll use John Edward if we have to. Ashley is mine. See to it she doesn't get to her grandmother.
No problem, Master. Time is running out for Ashley. She has taken over 100,000 trips on LSD, the blotter kind.
It looks like Tweety Bird.
What?
The acid. It looks like Tweety Bird.
Anyway, her brain and arteries are beginning to gel.
We have a doctor here, a regular MD.
Shut up. Anyway. She's already having flashbacks. It shouldn't be too much longer.
Man, I put down 3 months ago. Heavy. I'm having flashbacks. Bummer.
Dude, Ashley's on a retro trip. She thinks it's 1967. Ha ha.
Dude, shut up. Her mom's dead.
Dude, sorry about that.
Oh, dude, I know who can help you. Leslie Salva, or something like that. She's a radio psychic and a channeler. She channels some dude, some, like, alien philosopher or something. He's supposed to be, like, dead or, like, a billion years old, so he knows everything. Gamera or Mothra or something. Maybe he can reach your mother.
Dude, she's having, like, a session tonight. Let's go.
Thanks, dude.
Oh, dude.
Dude.
I must tell you that there is no death, only a transition from your wallet to mine. We are feeling something, yes. We are. Does the letter C mean anything to you? Chris. Yes, we knew it was Miriam all along. You had to find that out for yourself, you see, for you to grow and to be empowered.
Mom, Mom, is that you? Are you here?
We are hearing her. She is at peace. She is saying not to worry. She is telling me that you must buy my tapes in order to be at peace and at one with your inner self. She is telling me to say that we do not know what is reality. She is saying that there is no truth, only experience. We agree. She advises you to schedule more sessions. And now she has been absorbed into the one where there is peace.
Thank you so much.
That'll be $800, please.
You're home. You're dressed like a slut, but you're home.
I have to tell you about what happened today. It was wild.
Wilder than that outlandish hair? Ashley, here, let me lend you this burka until...
Shirley MacLaine, it was off the hook. And the alien man said that she was happy and that I shouldn't worry and that I could be part of an exciting business opportunity. Would you like to see some samples?
I have samples of my own, dear. But, Ashley, in light of Scripture, I have to tell you you've been deceived, unlike myself. Let me explain. I believe that this Muthrama person is a demon possessing that awful radio hussy. You have been dealing with familiar spirits and the occult, an area strictly prohibited for use by God unless it's in the form of prayer or parables.
How did she know about that stuff? I better get help.
It says right here in Leviticus, the chapter that tells you that your polycotton blend halter top will send you straight to hell. It says, a man also, or woman that hath a familiar spirit, or that is a wizard, surely shall be put to death. So you see, honey, that radio lady is going to burn forever, because Leviticus says so.
What are we having for dinner, Grammy?
Lobster.
Had a massive heart attack brought about by LSD flashbacks. It seems she thought her face was falling off, like that scene in Poltergeist.
Damn that Steven Spielberg. He's going straight to hell with the rest of the Jews.
Yes, indeed he is. But I'm afraid, ma'am, that Ashley won't make it. I'm terribly sorry.
No!
Why don't you go home and have a rest, and come back at 8 o'clock. We'll know for sure by then.
You say she's going to die, and then you say you'll know for sure by 8? What kind of a doctor are you? Who are you, House?
I wish. That guy's hilarious.
Dear Heavenly Father, my granddaughter is a slut and a harlot, and deserves to go to hell. But I ask you here, dear Lord, to save her from the lake of fire.
Don't pray, Grandma. It's useless. Like you said, Ashley's a slut. She's one of us.
I promise, dear Lord in heaven, to set her right, sweet Jesus.
Ashley is dead, and she's going to hell. And it's your fault, Grandma. Don't you see? You failed, you old man.
If I have to burn down that family planning clinic, dear Father...
You didn't lead her to Christ last night, Grammy. She's going down.
If I have to strap on explosives with duct tape, I will, to win back Ashley's soul, dear Heavenly Father.
You should be cursing God. It's his fault you're in this mess, old lady.
Yeah, Jesus' fault. If he had just spoken clearly and not in parables, you'd be a double diamond right now instead of that crummy silver pin you've got.
What kind of a Christian are you? Sell some soap, church lady.
Oh, dear Lord, I command thee. Hold back the demonic powers of darkness. Oh, Mahabalai Gulshabara.
No! She's speaking in tongues. Let's get out of here.
The power of mercy in Jesus Christ is so strong.
It's burning my ears! It's burning my eyes!
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Please make Ashley conscious again so I can tell her I told her so. I mean that you told her so before she dies. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hi, Grandma.
Oh, thank you, dear Lord. Ashley, did you know that Jesus left heaven to become a man on earth so he could become a sacrifice for your sins?
Yes, Grandma, but it sounds sort of strange. Why couldn't he have just forgiven them from heaven?
And every time you sin, Ashley, it's another nail in the palm of our sweet Lord. He shed his precious blood so you wouldn't burn in hell. Did you appreciate it, Ashley? Did you?
Grandma, I'm... Can't you just...
Repent with me, Ashley. I have to do this. So I will... I mean... So you will get into heaven. Say it after me, Ashley. Dear Heavenly Father, I, Ashley, have been a wicked,
wicked slut.
I have been wicked.
Every hairy hippie in the gutter.
Graham.
Bowed down and
Grandma, I.
Babylon.
I.
Idols like that trash in Hollywood. I have murdered all my precious babies and have spat in your sweet holy face as you hung from the old rugged cross.
Madame, I'm afraid she's dead now.
Praise the Lord! We're saved! She repented and accepted the Lord Jesus into her heart. It's a great day, Dr. Hensley. A great day. Pray with me, Doctor. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were open.
Nurse, will you help her up when she's done?
And it was
yes,
the book
doctor.
Of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were written in the books, according to their works, dear Lord. Put my works in Helvetica Bowl. Amen.
Lost her! She was right in our hands and you two bunglers couldn't get her mind off the gospel! You'll pay for this!
Sorry, Master! Forgive us!
Sorry? You think you're sorry now? Why, you take that!
Yes!
And that! When I get through with you, your asses will be so full of holes that you won't know which one to use when you take
off. No, Master, please! Please, Master! No!
The Germ Propagation Council Show starred Spin as Ashley, Dee Dee as Grandma, Demon 3 and Soapy, Scott as Satan and Dude 2, Brad Redekop as Demon 1, Aaron Kinney as Dude 1 and Demon 2, Gene Splicer as Narrator and Doctor, and Allie as Jeremy, Leslie Salva, and Nurse.
And don't forget me, kids!
We won't, Jeremy. We sure won't.